This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
As I like to say, be part of the solution, not part of the problem, which is what we end up being. No, come on, in all sincerity, when we don't do what we're supposed to do, we don't get involved the way we should be involved, we do become part of the problem. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've got a lot going on tonight. I'm going to have Sonia Schmitz on, that's right, in the first hour. She's on with me every week. But she's really, you know, she is suffering like many, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, she is going through a lot right now, as are many. Like, what do we do now? What happens now? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then retired General Paul Valley will join me in the second hour because, again, he's got his ear to the ground. He knows what's going on back in D.C. He's been talking about the swamp forever. He's had his finger on the pulse forever. And I've been, you know, again, I'm not an I told you so kind of guy, but I've been telling you for a long time what was going to happen, what this was going to turn out to be. And nobody wanted to hear it. Nah, you know what? You know, fascism isn't like that, can never happen in this. You know, now, you've heard forever how it couldn't happen in this country. Anybody think a little different now or what? Right? It can happen in this country, can it? And it has happened in this country. And how are we going to take it back? You can't just let it go. Otherwise, you can just get up and you spit in the face of our founding fathers. You know, it's sad that we have to keep saying this, because they'll come after us too. And they already have. You guys know that. They've been working on this for a long time. I've been screaming about social media forever. Ever, ever, ever. I hated it. I hated it when we first got on it. You know, I hate the fact. I got to tell you guys, some of you guys, tonight, just so we're clear, I don't care if nobody ever sees me again, this will be the last night that we simulcast or broadcast or whatever on Facebook. That's it. No more. I'm just as crazy as the others. Now, some of you are going, no, you can't give it up. You got to stay. Will you tell that to everybody that was pulled off of Facebook and Twitter today? How are you going to fight back? How? See, companies like that, and even now it's too late because of the amount of dollars. Right? So now, the way you do it, you should just get off altogether and you build up another group. Right? Really that simple. And now they're coming after Parler. I don't know if you heard, but Apple has threatened to pull them from the store. Google has already pulled them from their, I don't know, what's theirs called, the Play Store or whatever it is. But you're going to fight them, right? I mean, I'm really talking to some of my people that listen to the show on a regular basis that have sent me emails telling me they can't believe that I'm giving up. I'm not giving up. Let me put it to you this way. I'm not stupid. Okay? You don't keep sticking. You don't keep sticking your hand over the flames, over the fire, and you get burnt, and you put your hand back over there again. They have pulled four of my pages, Facebook. I have lost tens of thousands of people. Same thing with Twitter. I hop on Parler, and in a, virtually overnight, we get well over 3,000 followers, and we get activity on Twitter. Nothing. Absolutely. So you guys that don't seem to be able to leave for whatever reason, you're not able to leave Facebook? I don't know what you're going to do, because you're not going to get any conservative food there. I know. Some of you, again, you're not liking it. You feel like daddy's yelling at you. Well, I am yelling at you. I've been trying to get you guys off of Facebook forever over to other places like, Spreely and Parler and what have you. Some of you are on MeWe and see, my only fear with some of these other things is that we'll get so scattered, spread so thin that truly and honestly, we really won't be able to, I won't say hold it together, but we really won't be able to get the message across. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. That's why it's important for some of you listening. If you really know where we're going to be and how you can find us, text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I do not text out every night. I figure we're adults. You know how to find the show. You know that we're on at the same time every single day. If you really like the show, tune in. If you don't like the show, it's real simple. Don't tune in. We're not fascists. I don't go chase you down. I don't call your house. You know what I'm saying? So, if you really want to make a difference, we can't give up this fight. There's no way. I mean, some of you should be madder than mad right now. Don Bongino, Dan Bongino, last post today on Twitter. Done. Gone. Which is exactly what it should be. All right, so don't hang out there. I mean, you want to do the cutesy thing and keep your family on there? Well, good luck to you. Eventually, they're going to figure out who you are and get you off of there, too. They are telling you what you can do. And the proof is, look what they're doing in the Parler. What's going to happen when you can't get them anymore? What's going to happen when they shut you down? Man, I'll tell you what. You're going to find out what Nazi Germany truly was all about. You're going to find out what it's like to live in China. So I'm your host, Sonya Smith, joins me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. No drinking. Come on back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather together you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. And I mean that sincerely. You got to do something. I know some of you are going, what for? Why bother? Well, forget why bother, because you've still got life left in you. And if you got life left in you, we can keep fighting. The one thing I'll keep saying, and it's funny, another very good friend of mine, one of my best friends is coming on in a minute, but another very good friend of mine, Rick Green, I called him the other day because I saw him doing a video, and he just looked so downtrodden. He just looked like he was in shock. And we all were, based on what was going down. And he said the same thing I said, exactly when we saw the action, the violence happening, I pointed and said, those are not our people. That is not, we don't do that. Now, we have fringes, yes. We have people on the far fringe that would be stupid like that. But we would never even try. People who truly love this country, MAGA people who truly love the president and the country, would never deface, try to deface and or do any kind of damage to any historical painting or statue or anything along those lines. I'm telling you, I stake my reputation on it. So when I got to talking with him, I said, just remember one thing. Our founding fathers, George Washington, the crew that was fighting, probably sat around and felt the same way at times. What, are we crazy? We've taken on the Brits. We've taken on the most powerful militia on the planet. Are we out of our mind? But maybe we should, if we go surrender now, maybe it'll have mercy on us. No, they fought back, and they fought back harder. And before these people strip us of more of our rights, we need to fight back. And fight back harder. That's my pep talk for the moment. I'm sure Sonia's going to slap me around in a minute anyway. Sonia Schmidt joins me, and as she does every week. Sonia, they love when you're on. I love when you're on with me, no matter what. You know, you look like it bit into an onion when I first got you on video there. But we're going to win this. I'm telling you, in the end, we may have lost this little battle, but we're going to win this one.
We know who wins the war, but the battles in between. Ooh, this is going to take some work. You know, you mentioned, you know, and I go back there, too. It's like, golly, we whipped the Brits' butt. Mm-hmm. And we did it without the Internet. And we did it without weapons that we have now and AKs and all that kind of stuff. But the Brits weren't demonic. That's all I got to say. We're fighting now. And I will tell you this. My pastor has a pipeline to the White House. And he called them one day and said, how can we help? This was just a couple weeks ago. And the White House's report was, just continue to pray, because what we're dealing with is not human. So I'm not quite sure. Amen. That the Brits were,
but spiritual worker. Who's stronger, our God or the devil?
Ours is, but that means we got to stay vigilant.
Oh, yeah.
We got to pray, and we got to take action, because faith without works is, you know, pretty null and void.
Yeah.
So, well, but I think now it's like I don't know that we even know what to do. Like you said earlier, build another group. When you were talking about the fact that I just find it really scary, and this probably is the most minor thing that they've done, but I read earlier that Twitter was pulling our president off indefinitely. That's a really scary proposition. The president. Okay, so build another group. What do you mean by that? I want to know, what does that mean? Because I want to have action. I want to have really tangible action things that people can do.
I think what we need to do, a couple things here, is, you know, you start looking at some of the other social media groups. We're way too dependent. I know I'm going to sound like I'm contradicting myself, but I don't mean to. But we were way too dependent on Facebook, and I'm on record long before I even got in the radio about talking about how powerful Facebook was in the business world. And I said, we have to be really careful, because they're going to decide how your information gets out there, who it gets to. I just went through all that years ago, before they hit their first billion users, okay? So as the years have gone on, I said, look, we as Christians, I wasn't even talking about the general populace, we're giving them way too much power. They have, you know, all these pages that we're putting up there, and look at some of the stuff they're allowing to go up, but yet they were pulling our stuff, Christian stuff, not political, that they weren't allowed to go up there because it was hate speech. You know, we would say something along the lines that Muslims do not, Muslims do not pray to the same God we do. Allah of the Old Testament was the devil, okay? And they would pull those down when we were simply having discussion, if nothing else. All right? And so I kept saying, you got to watch it. Look what they're doing. And we did that. So what are we willing to do to take it back? All right, so what is there out there? People are running to MeWe and Spreely and a couple of the other ones out there, right? Now, I'm not going to use Parler, because Parler is more of a Twitter thing than a Facebook thing, right?
Uh-huh.
So instead of us going to 12 different places, we should get together. Some of the bigger commentators, whatever, you should get together and say, look, these are the two platforms, or these are the three platforms that we're going to get the message out. And those guys should get together and help cross-platform. Instead of going, no, just me. Me, 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 me. Because then we start to get an argument, and then we're watered down everywhere.
That's what happens, is I feel right now we're so scattered. We don't know where to go. And then, you know, and I don't know what keeps us this attachment with Facebook. When I first started my show, I was told by you know, sage people like yourself, don't worry about Facebook. Get out. Don't worry about Facebook. Ignore them. And I did. So I did a couple shows on Facebook, and then I moved over to Range Broadcasting. And just to give faith, you know, give a little faith in some conservatives who are trying to do something different. And I'm shocked still at how many people are still on Facebook. And even my friends on Facebook didn't transfer over to Range Broadcasting. All it is a click.
Yep.
They didn't transfer over. And they're still complaining about the way things were. Well, you know, just why don't you just click something?
It's a habit. That we get complacent. We get in the rut. We keep going. We think it's going to all change. You know, some of the people have gotten mad at me for saying what I said. I mean, they're like, so you're going to run away? You're going to give up? It's not giving up.
It's not giving up.
Thank you. You can't. No. Go ahead and fight with the power company. No. Tell them you're not going to pay the bill. No, and then when they shop electricity, give up.
If they think that Facebook is going to have a change of heart because we stay there, then you guys are silly. You guys are just silly. If they're going to remove the president of the United States, they don't care a diddly about you. So thank goodness some of these independent conservatives are starting new platforms that we can try out, that we can go to, that we can, you know, just like lift them up. You guys got to go. You guys got to get out. Stop giving Facebook your information and your money so that they can use it against you.
Yep.
Makes no sense. Get off tomorrow.
And the other thing is that now Apple has threatened to pull Parler. Google's already done it. They've pulled Parler off the Google store. But there are other ways around this to get it out there. And I'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun after the break. Whether she wants to.
Or,
yes, you will. Won't you really like it? Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Guard presence remains high in Washington, D.C. after a riot broke out at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says that there are now more than 850 National Guard members on the grounds in the district.
A lot of questions were asked, a little bit of confusion, but as we worked through it, we ultimately made the determination about a half hour later to mobilize the entire D.C. National Guard.
McCarthy adding that there will be more than 6,000 guardsmen mobilized as we head into the weekend. President Trump making the announcement on Twitter that he won't attend President-elect Joe Biden's swearing-in on January 20th. Some Republicans are asking the president to reconsider his decision. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy not happy with Twitter's decision to ban President Trump permanently from their platform. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back.
Italiano, go, go.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something, right? You know, before I bring her on again, because I like getting her all wound up before she comes on. You know, I said this the other day. I'm going to stay on the mantra because I'll be getting some emails or phone calls from you guys. And this is aimed at my Christian friends, okay? Where have you been for the last 3 years, 11 months, and 10 days? All right? And I say that way because all of a sudden, I am getting inundated with prayer stuff. You know, let's pray for the president. Let's pray for the country. You know, 6 o'clock tonight. No. You should have been doing this every day for the last 4 years. Okay? You should have been talking to your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. You should have been telling people what the word says about how you support your president. One of the only total, life support president and administration we've had. And yet now all of a sudden, this is like you people who smoke for 25 years. You find out you have lung cancer and you go, oh God, save me. I get it. I get the emotional moment, but heck, you had like 24 and a half years of hint that this was the wrong thing to do. It's on the side of the package. All right, I'm sorry. Enough logic. Sonia Schmidt joins me, and she does every week. I love it when she's with me. Look at that face. She's like, yeah, okay, Joe, enough, all right?
So. I'm not much of a help tonight. Sometimes I come on, and I'm just not much of a help to you in terms of encouragement. But I will say, and I've been looking introspectively lately, is like, okay, what am I doing that I could be doing differently? And you just mentioned praying for Trump, and that should have happened a long time ago. But you know what I didn't do? Sometimes I did. But what I didn't do is I didn't pray for the Obama administration. It's a lot. It's a lot harder to pray for your enemies.
What did Jesus say, right?
Ooh. Oh. You know. So I know I didn't do that on the regular either. So I'm starting to look at myself and go, okay, what things can I do differently? What things could I have done? No condemnation, but, you know, it really is hard to pray for a guy who hates America, who opened the door to we're going to fundamentally transform America, and who still has his fingers in the pot. He and Michelle have their fingers too deep in our pot right now.
Him and Mitchell.
Mitchell, they need to go wash their fingers off and get out of our business right now.
Right.
But they're not going to. This, what these people are is fully committed. They've been planning this for decades, and we didn't take them seriously.
No.
But I bet you will now, because what's getting ready to happen to our country can turn around really quickly. I have friends from Venezuela and Cuba or Cuba, as Mark Levin said, and they talk about how fast it turned around. And I wish some of them would come on your show and tell us, if they had it to do over, what would they do differently, and how could they have, do they think that they could have overridden this? But what we're getting ready to go through is really scary and really ugly, and I totally resent people who go, oh no, this is, you're just exaggerating. They're not commies. This is not, we're not going to turn over, you know, to a police state run by the commies.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little too late after it happens.
Well, look at California. I tell people all the time, just look at California and look at who we have as our chief law enforcement, or had, which was Harris. Look what she allowed to happen. Look what she let go. You know, cops that were killed in cold blood, she refused to ask for the death penalty. You know, things like that. She's putting people in jail for smoking dope, yet she was smoking it herself. Now you've got the same district attorney who flushed San Francisco, now running L.A. The L.A. DAs, the assistant DAs all through L.A. now have turned around. They've actually filed suit against him. His own people. Now, they could lose their jobs for this, but they're going, wait a minute. He doesn't want us to enforce law at all.
This is so bad, people.
Yep.
We're not exaggerating. We're not. Our hair is not on fire. We're not like the liberals who are howling at the moon because, you know, because Biden, quote unquote, won. We are trying to ring the bell that everybody needs to jump on board, find what it is you do, what is your gift, I don't know, but this, we have a problem now. We're getting ready to get Californianized in the whole nation.
Yeah.
And these are some real sick, hypocritical people who don't have our best interests at heart. All they care about is their own riches and power.
Yep.
And I remember talking to a liberal producer friend of mine in Hollywood, very, very good friend, but he always made fun of me being conservative. In fact, he used to call them my commie friends. That's how far off he was, that he called my friends, the conservatives, the commies. But when I told him that what they're trying to do is remove the middle class, that it's going to be a serfdom, it's going to be the higher-ups, the elites, and the nothing in between, and the poor people. And he just laughed. He just laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. There's no way he believed it. He was like, well, why would they want to do that? There was no way they would want to do that. Well, you're seeing it more and more.
Yep.
That's not even the thing that gives me the biggest heartbreak. The thing that really bothers me the most is this is the most incredible, interesting, personable, funny, engaging, and effective president I have ever seen. And for
I
him,
agree with you.
This is the greatest story that we've been witness to. And for the people, like we were talking on the break, Dan Crenshaw, Michelle Bachmann, who I never would have thought would have turned coat on this man, how everybody is jumping ship, how the newscast, you know, today, yesterday, was how many people are quitting. Well, that don't mean there's a problem with Trump. That means there's a problem with them. So
they got less than 2 weeks. Well, if he was so bad, if he's been so bad for so long, really, 2 weeks before your last paycheck, you're like,
exactly.
I'm out of here?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. There's a problem with you. It's so sad and it's so ugly, and I hate to see this man treated this way. He didn't have to do this, and he put himself in this, and I hear he's got, you know, just this plate full of lawsuits. They're going to try to totally make an example of him and bankrupt him and just mess with him forever. All because he loves us and loves America.
Yep.
And that's what for me, that motivates me more, even more sometimes than what's our country coming to. The fact that this man is being treated like this
His life is going to be a living hell for the next few years. And I mean that. They're going to come after him with everything that they have. Right?
So what is that kind of hatred? They got him out. They got what they want. Right? They cheated. They got the fraudulent election. Yeah. Joe Biden's going to be, you know, sleeping in the White House soon. Harris.
Yeah.
Is going to be, oh my gosh, she's going to be our president soon, and we're usher in communism. So why can't they just be happy with that? Why do they have to keep messing with Trump?
Because we're a bad and nasty country. All right, and listen, the Trump thing isn't surprising. For those of us who grew up in Chicago, New York, Boston, you know, you saw how the mafia operated. You know, you know how you make it right? You make the other person suffer. You right. let them see how much pain and suffering they went through. So nobody else ever tries to do that again.
They're setting an example. They're setting an example for any other righteous person to come along and try to do the same thing. And we can't let that win, people. We cannot let that stand. I don't know how we're going to fix it.
I'm sorry to say it. I'm not calling for physical violence necessarily, but think about something. How did our founding fathers make this happen?
Listen, most of the men in my life right now are saying there is no other way. This is how we solved it then. And we've tried all of the other avenues. We've tried the legal route. We've tried discussions. We've tried all these things.
Yep.
And only to have it thrown in our face. I don't know what's left. And I don't know what that fight is, who we're fighting. What that's up to the men folk. But I will be sewing American flags and Kevlar vests and baking cookies.
You mean the new Betsy Ross, the Betsy Ross of 2021.
I will be making the apple pies and whatever y'all need. I'm backing you up. But we really have to do something. This ain't cute. But
it's like the church thing. The church pastors should have got off their spiritual butts, okay? Flung those doors open. Every church in this country should open, and they should have said, come get us, because we're going to worship. All right? And the best thing you could do on video is to catch these guys dragging these people in the middle of worship out of church. All right? I mean, seriously.
And then you know what? And you know my story. I love my church out here, but I had to leave because I needed a backbone. And I drive an hour and a half to another church. This church has never been locked down.
You got to go to where you're fed. I agree with you. We did the same thing. We used to drive an hour and change to a church, so we had a faith-based church show up in our area. But you know what we're going to do now? We're going to go make some money. We'll be back in a few minutes. Yes. Don't go far. Sonya Schmidt will be with us on the other side of the break.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. No, son, you can't go back to the 70s, lady. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I know you're not an 80s girl, because the 80 girls were like... with the hair, right? It's like out of the picture. No matter how big the picture was, it was still out of the picture. But anyhow, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take your poll. Look at emails are being blocked. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I'm not one of those guys. You've known me for years, okay? But I have people sending me pictures that says that, you know, this email comes from a spam site. So our emails are being blocked. The other thing is, I told you guys we're going through this lawsuit with Katie Hill. I need to raise some money. I just found out that they're blocking us, that I can no longer collect money or get donations on, GoFundMe, okay? So we're setting up a new GoFundMe page, but a new page to be able to do it with. So please, please, please be patient. All right, and I do need your help. If you really want to see us fight for you, I'm willing to take the bullets. I'm willing to fight. I'm willing to get out in the front of the line. You know it. You've watched me for years. But you guys need to step up and engage. You need to step up and get involved. Not all of us have more money than we know what to do with. Not all Rush Limbaughs, okay? And I know you hear these stories, but we're not there. Let me bring Sonya Schmidt on before I, like, lose my marbles here. Sonya Schmidt joins me every week.
So well
Love
said.
Having her on with me. And she is the host of the Sonya Schmidt Show. You have to support her as well.
Amen.
Right?
Because, yeah, I can't do this in a vacuum. I can't do it by myself. And I really need your help, your donations, your support, your emails just saying, you know, good on you, something. We all do. We're all here. What I found interesting since this whole break-in of the Capitol building is people are sending me all these different videos of citizen journalists, and some of them are really well done. And this is breeding. This whole situation is breeding a very interesting and large group of citizen journalists and ways that we're going to be able to get information in the future and truth, because we've turned into a culture, thanks to liberals, where we're not truth seekers anymore.
No.
And, yeah, so I think that I always, in movies, and that's my background is in Hollywood and writing, I always love that crazy guy in a movie who's up in the mountain. He's got his little ham radio, and, you know, it's Woody Harrelson, and he's telling everybody what's really happening, and nobody's listening to him. But I always love that character, and I guess now it makes sense why I love that character. But those are the truth seekers. Those are the people who are going to save your butt. And that's the Joe Messinas, that's me, that's so many people. It's you know, it's not necessarily all the big people that are in established groups like Daily Wire and all that. And, you know, support them, support where you're getting fed. But so, everybody needs your help.
Yeah, and you were talking earlier, so look, here's the deal. And it's kind of premature because everybody was caught off guard. None of us thought it was going to move this fast. We knew it was heading in that direction, but we didn't think it would go this fast. And as Sonya would tell you before, you know, she's on Rage Broadcasting. I'm on Rage Broadcasting. That is a live site that you simply, when we're on live, you can hop on it, you can see it. Nobody's going to stop it from coming across. However, the new YouTube or the up and coming YouTube, if you would, that we are on, and we're on it for a specific reason, is it's called eVault, right? eVault. .video, right? eVault.video. And you can find us on there as well. But here's the deal. And I didn't want to put it out because I didn't want to break the system. It's not ready for prime time yet. And they're hustling to get it up and running. Somebody had just put something up about alternative, you know, to Google hosting, and they're so right. You guys don't realize, the rank and file doesn't realize how heavily involved the Google is in, you know, website hosting and how traffic moves across the internet and what have you. So if we don't go find our own places, now, eVault is hosted on a well-known, I don't want to give away everything yet, but basically the bottom line with these people is you pay your bill every month, we don't care what you're posting on there. Mm-hmm. So our videos won't be pulled down because the people who own the hardware decide they don't like what we're doing. These people love money, and that's all they love is money. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm okay with it as long as our stuff stays up. And those are the alternatives we're going to have to start looking at in order to keep our stuff up there. Otherwise, you and I can't afford to put a server in our homes or small businesses, not unless you people want to start funding us at 20 or 30K
a month. I know I look like an IT guy, but I'm not an IT guy.
You're not a guy. Let's get that straight.
I heard Lynn Wood today, and you know what? He's just speaks a lot of truth. He just, the stuff that he says turns out to be, yeah, okay, yeah, it's true. But they took down his GoFundMe page.
Yep.
He just looked on it. He went from 1 million people to zero.
Yep.
Can you imagine, people? That's like you go to work every day, you build up your business, you have a small business, you build up, and then somebody comes in the middle of the night and they take everything away from you, and you have to start from scratch. And as frustrating it is as it is for the people who build it, it should be frustrating for you Americans, because these people are messing with you. And if you're not indignant about it, I don't know, what does it take?
Sonya, they're on their way. You know, in the days of Obama, and we were talking about that earlier, in the days of Obama, you had a choice, depending on how you voted. They made you so dependent on the government that when you went in the voting booth, if you voted for a Republican, you could lose that government check you had in your hand. If you voted for Obama and team, you would keep that check in your hand. So no matter how much of a patriot you were so dependent on them, you had to decide as to whether putting food on the table, taking care of your kids, keeping the house heated, or voting for a Republican.
So where do you think we are now that they've taken away all our businesses because of COVID? We are once again, whether we like it or not, there's a lot of people who are going to be dependent on the government.
Amen.
Oh, this is brilliant. If they weren't so evil, I'd be impressed.
Well, you know, we have been saying, and people make get mad at me, we need to do what they do, but not in the mean, dastardly way. The same, they are like chihuahuas nipping at your heels 24/7. You know, what's her name? Atkins, the one that wanted to be governor of Georgia, right? 10 years she's been working on flipping Georgia. How long have we been working on protecting Georgia? A year?
Right. Exactly. I don't know. We're complacent. I get that. And, you know, I don't know what's going to wake us up. Maybe being thrown in gulags will do something to you guys.
You know who they're going to come after first. I mean, let's just be honest about it. They're not going to go after the Tucker Carlsons of the world and the Sean Hannitys of the world first. They're coming after you and me. Dan Bongino's. You know what I mean? I don't mean this the way it sounds, but the B
team. Me in the way, in the same, you know.
Well, you're just going to say, I'm a black female. You got to leave me alone. I just registered Democrat again. Yeah. You can't touch
me. No. Listen, I love that you put me in that same level as Dan Bongino. And you know what? They put me in the gulag. I'm getting 3 squares.
Clean clothes, maybe.
Clean clothes. They got a roof over my head. I don't think you guys understand the seriousness. And in my book, and you can find that on my website if you go to soniaschmidt.org. I just built it. You can link on that to my new book that's coming out. And I talk about what it was like to be targeted by Obama's weaponized IRS when I came out. I was a Tea Party spokesman nationwide. And I was at Cincinnati. Was it Cincinnati? And lucky me, I think I was the first person who said this guy is going to be a one-term president, hit the news the next day, blasted all over the news, and I started getting audited every year. I was a spokesperson. I was an activist against the Obama administration. Hey. This is the kind of stuff that we have to go through.
So Timmy and I haven't shared this with people, but we've talked about doing it. But, you know, and I haven't shared this with my listeners. We were audited for 2 years. Okay, while I was doing the show, and when the IRS says, I need this in 10 days, you have to get them that paperwork
exactly.
In 10 days. They were trying to nail us for $107,000, and this was a total political hit, and we could prove it, and we did prove it, okay? But even with that, even able to prove it, they kept coming, and God bless, you know, we're praying people. We ask God for favor with the IRS, and we ask them to show us what to do. And Dan Pilla shows up one day to be a sponsor of the show or to be part of the show. He starts telling me what to do. He starts working it through. He sees this as a hit, and you know what ended up happening, people? And I'm going to have on the show to talk about this. They sent us a letter finally that said, let's do this. You owe us nothing, and we owe you nothing. Because they had nothing. And the way he had me word the letters and had me write to them and had me keep pounding away at them. And we wouldn't hear from them for 5 weeks. And then all of a sudden you get this letter, right? And it goes, we need this paperwork by next Friday at 5 o'clock.
No, right? And I had the same blessing. My husband at the time had a great tax attorney who just so happened to have worked for the IRS for 35 years. So he knew all the ins and outs. And so he told me exactly what, you know, he guided me through this. And I was sweating bullets going, are you sure you're really going to have me thrown in jail? Everything worked out perfectly. 1 year they did the same thing sort of with you going, we owe you nothing, you owe me. But then the second time they did it, they gave me a $500 bill. And we were like, you know what, let's just pay this. And you know,
yeah, pay the darn thing and let's
pay the darn thing. But to your listeners, please understand that we're going through the hellfire here.
Yep.
This is fun. It isn't... This isn't for fame, and this show ain't for money.
Oh, are you not receiving yet? Oh, God.
No,
all right, listen.
I'm not getting no money from this.
We got to go. Where do people find you? Quick.
the Range Broadcasting, or just go to SoniaSchmidt.org.
See that? That's really simple. So I always love when you're on with me. Hey, retired General Paul Valley joins me in the next hour. You got to listen because he's got some inside info you may want to take.